As smoke from the Swan Lake fire near Sterling fills the air on the southern Kenai Peninsula, homeowners and residents may be thinking about how to protect their homes and property from wildfire. Robert Purcell is the interim fire chief of the Homer Volunteer Fire Department. He has a few suggestions.
The fire danger right now is very high and it's climbing. And a big concern is the firefighting resources from the State Division of Forestry is heavily tapped out with the fire up at Swan Lake and other areas. So another significant fire would be a real challenge to respond to.
All open burning permits are suspended at this time, so there's no permitted burning of slash or other burn operations. What is still permitted are emergency signal fires and small campfires. However, even those are not advisable in most circumstances, with the exception of a formal campground setting.
We really don't recommend people have open fires at this time, except maybe a barbecue or some other safe location like that. And keep in mind that fireworks are banned for the 4th of July and really pose a major threat.
Purcell says people should be aware of other sources of fire, sparks from sharpening tools, or the heat from the exhaust system of a four-wheeler or car driving through grasses. Both have caused significant fires on the Kenai Peninsula in recent history. The easiest way to prevent fires is not to start them in the first place. There is a lot you can do to protect your home from fire danger.
People who live in the city of Homer may not really think of it so much as a forested area, but the fire danger is very real here within the city, and the whole city of Homer is a wildland-urban interface. We're surrounded by wildland fuels, and it doesn't have to be a tree next to your house. It could be a tree 100 yards over that sends the sparks down on your house. You know, the only people who might be safe in the Homer area are folks who live out on the Homer Spit.
Purcell says it's a good time to think about what would happen if a fire broke out in your neighborhood. Residents should think about everything that is within a 10 to 20 foot ring around the home that might increase fire risk. If there is lumber piled under the house or under a deck or a pile of firewood next to your house, those should be moved away from your home. Debris like spruce needles on your deck can provide a place for a flying spark to catch fire.
What's often misunderstood is it isn't the flame front that normally takes a house. It's the embers falling from the sky from forests nearby. And that's the real threat. So cleaning out around your home is absolutely essential.
Larger items such as semi-dead trees right next to your home increase your fire risk, as do parking vehicles close to the home. A well-maintained lawn running up to your house will significantly reduce your fire risk. Homeowners can learn more at the National FireWise site by typing FireWise into your favorite search engine or download Alaska-specific FireWise information at forestry.alaska.gov.